Intensive care units are gearing up for the possibility of a wave of Omicron cases. The College of Critical Care Nurses has calculated that the country is currently short of at least 90 ICU beds. And while some new funding was announced by the government to improve that situation, that won't help over the next month or two. A little earlier, I spoke with the chair of the group, Tanya Mitchell, who said preparations have been ongoing for years, but there just aren't enough ICU beds.
We know, compared to other areas in the OECD, that even for business as usual, we have a low number of intensive care beds per head compared to other countries, and that puts us really on the back foot going into this. Intensive care capacity has been really under the spotlight internationally, and we've seen internationally with COVID so far that intensive care unit capacity has been a really tough sticking point. So we would always welcome more beds. We're very appreciative of what the funding is that's going into increasing intensive care capacity at the moment, but there is very real concern that they may not be enough.
How many more beds, if we look at the likes of New South Wales, similar population sort of pattern, at the peak of this wave, they're at about 200 in ICU. Could New Zealand cope with that level?
No, I don't think that we could. What we're finding is that in intensive care, we're actually struggling to cope with business as usual. So that's, at the moment, you know, continuing to do elective heart surgery, look after the patients who need us following accidents or cancer surgery or medical events. We're actually struggling to look after the business as usual patients at the moment. And that's to do with bed numbers. But most importantly, it's nursing resource. You can build, you know, more buildings, you can increase more beds much easier than you can create the nursing, get the nursing resources. So that's the most prominent area at the moment that's meaning our intensive care capacity, that's holding back our intensive care capacity.
The Minister obviously has increased funding, Andrew Little, and talked about the ability to have surge capacity up around 500. So are you saying that people would still get care, but it's those other conditions that might suffer because of the pressure that goes on the system?
It certainly is. There will be have to be some people who potentially miss out on having access to an intensive care bed. And that would be, you know, the patients who are having planned surgery. So it might be you need heart surgery or surgery for some sort of cancer and you need intensive care treatment after that. So it's that planned surgery that we would put on hold until there was suitable intensive care capacity. And that's what we do on a day-to-day basis at the moment.
If you could wave the wand and do something right now to try and boost beds, boost the number of nurses, what would you do?
So it's really of limiting at the moment, because creating intensive care capacity, it takes time from an infrastructure point of view, but most importantly from a nursing resource point of view. There's already a nursing resource a nursing shortage in New Zealand, and that includes intensive care, and that's without the pressures of Omicron. So from an immigration point of view, enabling nurses to get to New Zealand and remain in New Zealand to work as easily as possible, there are some current barriers in that area which would help. But the prioritisation of nurses coming to New Zealand would be really key at this point.
And that's the chair of the College of Critical Care Nurses, Tanya Mitchell.